Don't touch that dial. Stay a while and listen to the great things that God is doing in the world today.
Don't look so sad. Your life isn't over. Jesus is here. If you should find you ever need him, don't say a word about tomorrow or your past life. There'll be no time for sadness when you meet him. Get your Bible. I'll show you a story about a man who died so you'd be free. He will save you, he will heal you, but best of all, he'll forever love you. And he's mine. It's a good life.
Now, here's your host, Jim Rome.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force.
Before I introduce our guest, I would like to ask many of you, would you like to be involved in praying for the sick and seeing them recovered? I believe that most Christians, if they're honest with themselves, would like to be able to pray for the sick and see them healed. Today, our guest has the opportunity to pray for many sick daily and throughout the week, and he sees many of them recovered. He works as a medic in an ambulance service, and he is known as the praying medic. He has recently written a book called Divine Healing Made Simple. And for those wannabes, those newbies saying, I want to pray for the sick, I want to see them recover, this is a book for you. It is not only a book for the newbies, but also for people that have years of experience like myself. So here he is for his first time in a series of programs featuring the Praying Medic and Divine Healing Made Simple. Please help me welcome the Praying Medic.
Hey Jim, how you doing? Thanks for having me on the show. And Jim, I do have a question I wanted to ask. I was curious to know how you found out about my book.
There was a lady from Florida and made some kind of comment, I think on Facebook or through an email. And I'd mention her name, but I didn't ask her to put her on the air. But she says, I says, what are you doing today? And she says, I'm reading a book. She said, yes, she is. She's reading a book. I said, what is the book? She says, Divine Healing, the Praying Medic. She says, haven't you read that book? I said, I never even heard of the book, Divine Healing Made Simple. She says, well, I got two copies. And she says, I'm going to send you one.
Yeah, that's okay. I have a several friends in Florida, Facebook friends, who have helped me, you know, get the word out about the book. So it might be one of those people, but that's cool how the Holy Spirit just moves people around and gets the word out.
I would say that the book is a groundbreaker. I mean, here you have the title, Divine Healing Made Simple. But there are things in the book that, well, some of us older ministers have not looked at it that way before, okay?
Yeah. We've had some really good feedback on the book, too, and it's been the most common comment we get on the book is that it takes, people really appreciate how we've taken spiritual concepts that can be a little difficult to understand, especially for the lay person who's never gone to Bible school or they're not big on theology. The intent for us writing the book was to take concepts of the anointing and God's presence and miracles, signs and wonders and things of that nature and deliverance, and break all of those somewhat abstract ideas, make them concrete, break them down into simple terms that most people could understand. And that's the comment we've gotten from a lot of people on the reviews, is that they really like and appreciate the time and effort we took to take the complex and make it simple. And so that's why we gave the book that title. It's a layman's book for spiritual life.
Since I've been reading your book, when an ambulance passes, I want to get in there and help and pray for the people. And you are in a unique position, a course, I believe, set by God and by your choice. And not many people get the opportunity to pray for the sick, the injured, the crushed every day.
Yeah, it's a very interesting life. I mean, I've been a paramedic for, you know, decades, and seen a lot of death and destruction and a lot of very tragic events in my career. And it wasn't actually until I had been doing this for a long time where I kind of called out to God and said, you know, I'm really getting wore out of watching people die and seeing people, their lives being destroyed. And I kind of very quietly just said some prayers and asking him, look, if there's something that we can do to change this, we need to change this because I can't deal with this anymore. And I had reached kind of a desperate place in my life. And not long after that, I had a dream. It was the first dream I'd had in 25 years. And God appeared to me in the dream, sort of like he appeared to Solomon in a dream when he asked the Lord for wisdom to rule over his people. I had sort of one of those encounters. And he said, look, I want you to pray for your patients. And if you pray for them, I'll show you what's wrong with them. And when you pray, I'll heal them. And it was very difficult for me because at the time I didn't even believe in divine healing. I didn't believe healing and miracles were for today. I was a cessationist. And I had actually had a disagreement with my wife about 2 months earlier. She believed in healing and I didn't. And we had a pretty long discussion. And I tried to prove to her that healing was no longer happening. And then a few months later, God says, okay, yeah, healing does happen and I'm going to use you to do it. So it was a pretty interesting time in my life. But out of that desperation, you know, I've now in the last 5 years, I've just seen thousands of people healed. I've seen doctors healed in the hospitals and nurses, a lot of nurses healed, a lot of patients healed with some very serious conditions. And, you know, it's the amazing thing is that God took a skeptic, and I used to be an atheist, and turned me around into a person who just sees miraculous healings and deliverance all the time. And the cool thing is, anyone can do this. Anyone can have this kind of life. You don't have to be a special person. You don't have to have a special anointing on your life. You don't have to be, you know, go to Bible college or be a full-time minister or preacher. This is the kind of life anyone can have if they want it.
How long were you an atheist?
I was an atheist until I was 38 years old.
Oh, my.
Then I became a believer. When I was 38, I met Jesus, and we had our come to Jesus meeting, and I was born again. But it was 8 years after that I actually started to believe in the miraculous. So it's been a process.
With all you've seen, I would think you'd really get hardened towards believing in God. You would have to be hardened to it.
Absolutely. Most people in medicine, after you've been doing it for a while, you learn to disconnect your emotions and feelings from your patients, because if you don't, you bring a lot of emotional baggage home, and it can wear on you, and most people suffer burnout and post-traumatic stress disorder and things like that from the constant stress and emotions of seeing dying people and disfigured and dismembered people and things like that. So I had gone through several phases of burnout in my career and had moved on to different jobs to try to get a different perspective on life and a different work situation to make it less stressful. And this really is, you know, working with God just breathed new life into my career.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 5 years, I've really enjoyed going to work because every day my question is, okay, what is God going to do today? What crazy, amazing thing is he going to do today? And it just gives you a different perspective on work. And I will say this for anyone who's interested. I'm writing a follow-up book to the book on healing, and the tentative title we have for it is My Top 100 Craziest Adventures with God.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It was actually a title he gave me in a dream 2 years ago, before I even had the first book manuscript finished. He gave me the title for the second book. And what he's asked me to do is to basically write a compilation of stories of miracles and healing and crazy things that he's done over my life in the last 5 years, which is just a collection of stories to inspire and encourage people to pursue God and pursue a life of the miraculous.
What was that title again?
The title I had in the dream was My Top 100 Craziest Adventures with God.
Okay. Oh, I thank you. Thank you so much. Could you pray for someone that is listening today?
Yeah. I feel, and I had an interview recently with someone else, and I'm seeing the same thing again. And so as I close my eyes, I'm just seeing 5 years. And what I feel like the Lord wants me to do is to pray for people who have been waiting for their healing for more than 5 years. So, Lord, I'm going to ask you to release your spirit upon people to give them hope. Lord, I ask you to give these people who've been waiting for their healing for so many years, that you would give them hope and that you would build an expectation in their heart that they are actually going to receive the healing they've waited so many years for. Lord, I bless your work of healing in their lives. Bring your power and your presence upon them. Lord, I release the power of the kingdom of heaven into their bodies, into their spirits and souls to bring complete healing and deliverance. Lord, we're going to set them free today. Let them feel your glory going through them, your presence. Lord, I bless your work of healing, and I anticipate great testimonies of your goodness and mercy and love. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
Get your Bible. I'll show you a story about a man who died so you'd be free. He will save you, he will heal you, but best of all, he'll forever love you. He's Jesus, he's God. And he's mine. It's a good life.
Thank you for tuning in to Global Air Force. Once again, we are featuring the Praying Medic for the second time. Today's program will be a section of the program, actually one-third of a program, and we're going to focus on one of the chapters in the Praying Medic's book, Divine Healing Made Simple, Chapter 4. So, here he is, our friend and the author of Divine Healing Made Simple, the Praying Medic.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, my major audience is Facebook, as you well know. So if you put out some messages that I can put on Facebook and share around...
That's what I'll do.
Yeah, they'll get heard.
Okay, this will be a series then, featuring you, the Praying Medic, and we will put segments of the Global Air Force Radio on Facebook. I think that'll work.
I'll find a way.
The one thing I see, you have a unique ministry,
And you are in a unique position working as a medic right up front with people that are suffering, that are dying, that are injured. And it is a unique opportunity that many of us will never get. But there is something else I think that is unique about your ministry.
That is a valuable lesson for everyone that is listening.
You have been directed by God. God has actually guided you and spoke to you in dreams and visions. And this has propelled you beyond what your abilities were and your knowledge of Him. Could you talk a little bit about chapter 4 of your book, Dreams and Visions?
Yeah, I will. You don't have to know me very long before I start telling you about all the dreams that I have, because my best friends will sit around, and have dinner and whatever, and they'll talk about something, and guaranteed every time my comment will be, "Oh, I had a dream about that," because it's just strange. That is just how God speaks to me. And the really strange thing about it is, for 25 years, I never had any dreams at all, even though most people have dreams occasionally. From the time I was 21 till the time I was about 46, I did not have a single dream that I remembered. And then in 2008, I had a dream where I met the Lord in a dream, and He gave me some direction about
basically telling me what He wanted me to do as far as healing goes.
And since then,
since 2008,
I've probably had, I used to say, over 200 dreams about healing. It's probably closer to 250 or 300 dreams about healing in the last 5 years. Dreams where He has shown me keys, key elements about why some people are not healed. Things about
deliverance,
concepts about how to release healing on certain types of conditions. One of the most interesting dreams I had, just an example, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, I had a dream, and it's the chapter on persistence and prayer is based off of the dream that I had, where I was praying for a number of people for several weeks, and for some of the people in the dream, I was praying for them for months to be healed. In the dream, some of my friends found out what I was doing, and they started to mock me and make fun of me, because there's a group of people in the healing community who believe that if you continue praying for a long time, you're praying from a position of unbelief and doubt. And they just believe that you have to just pray once and that's it. You don't pray anymore. You just pray once, and if you believe and your faith is strong, they're going to be healed. And they don't believe in going back and
repetitively praying for the same thing over and over again.
Well, in this dream, God showed me that there are some conditions that need prayer over weeks and months and potentially years. And I don't understand why that is. I just know that that's a piece of revelation He gave me, is that some conditions require persistence in prayer. You have to keep hitting it over and over and over again. So those are the types of dreams that I have, where God will
show me little things about, that I'm doing wrong, or things that I need to consider, things I haven't thought of, ways to change my approach to healing.
And the interesting thing about dreams is almost everybody has them, but most people don't realize God is speaking to them about their personal life through their dreams. It's sad, because a lot of people will get to the end of their life, step into eternity, meet God, have a life review, and then they'll go through and see all these dreams that they had throughout their whole life where God was speaking to them and they never understood what was going on. That's a very interesting thing to think about, is the fact that you may be an atheist or agnostic your entire life and not realize God's been speaking to you the whole time. But what I found is,
if you acknowledge the fact that He's speaking to you
and you obey what
He's giving you for revelation, He'll give you more. And if you obey that and take it seriously, He'll give you more and give you more.
That's what's been happening to me, is as He gives me dreams and I follow them and obey them and step out, and even though I don't necessarily understand the whys, if I obey what He's giving me, he always gives me more. Like, I see the first step on the staircase, and as I step onto the first step, then he shows me the second step. If I step on the second step, he shows me the third step. That's just how it is with my revelation with him. So the fourth chapter of the book is all about dreams and visions, how a lot of people have visions from God, and they don't even realize that he's speaking to them in visions, that a lot of people have dreams, and God is trying to help them, steer them, give them direction in their life. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that's God
speaking to them about their life. And he's trying to give you clues and understanding and wisdom about your life situations.
This is good. I enjoyed chapter 4 in your book. Can you give us some more examples of what you learned, okay?
Give you an example from my own dreams?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah, well, I'll give you this example. This is just a personal thing that he gave me. He's given me dreams about where he wanted me to start fasting, dreams indicating that it was time for me to fast.
But one of the things I've struggled with over the years is I'm a junk food junkie.
Mm.
I eat a lot of unhealthy food. And he's given me a number of dreams over the years where he's pointed out
to me that I need to
change my diet. Had a dream one time where I walked into a market and I talked to the salesperson, and there was a tall stack of crates and I was looking at the crates, and in the dream I could see the stacks of strawberries from two perspectives. One was from the ceiling looking down, and the other was from my normal perspective looking up. And the perspective switched. I could see from the ceiling perspective there was a flat of blueberries at the very top of the stack of strawberries. And I said to the guy, I want those blueberries. And he said, we don't have any blueberries, we just have strawberries. And I said, no, there's blueberries. They're up on top, the very last flat on top.
There's blueberries, I want those. And he said,
we don't have blueberries, all we have is strawberries. He couldn't see them, but I could. And so the dream just went on like that for a few minutes, and it was over. So most people would think, okay, well, that's just a stupid dream. There's no point to that.
No, I want some of them crepes with blueberries. I was thinking about it today.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. That if you have to look at your life, look at what's going on in your life, and then you have to study the subject matter of the dream. So I started reading up on blueberries, figuring, okay, what is it about blueberries that I need to know about? Because it was obvious in the dream that God was trying to point me to blueberries as something that I should want. So I started reading and I found out blueberries are very high in antioxidants. And there's a substance in them that is an anti-cancer agent. And I have eight aunts and uncles that have had cancer. Two brothers and my father have already died of cancer. So cancer is a big deal in my family. And I think what God was telling me in that dream is, look, if you don't want to have cancer, you need to change your eating habits. One of the things you can do is start eating foods like blueberries that have healthy, you know, chemicals and substances in them that are going to help fight cancer. So that's just an example of how I had this dream that seemed like a random dream, but it was actually God trying to
show me something that could make me live longer.
Today, our guest, the praying medic.
Just so thankful that you did it, Lord, that you did. We're so thankful that you're living in our hearts. We're so thankful that you're living right inside, Lord. We're so glad to know that you're what you said and you're what you claim to be. Now we can put our faith in victory, and we know you're And we're just so thankful that you're Jesus and that you're real. We're so thankful that you gave your life for us. We're so thankful that you live and you have risen, Lord. We're so thankful that you're Jesus and that you're real.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at KK1.